Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
This is Mike from Pasco County Tub Refinishing, letting you know about an offer we have for this month. We are offering a tub special for tub refinishing of $199, tub and tile for $299. All of our work is warranted for 5 years. We offer senior discounts as well as military discounts and servicemen discounts. My email address is pascotubrefinishing@gmail.com, and our website is pascocountytubrefinishing.com. And please give us a call. My name is Mike, and I'm the owner. Thank you very much. And my phone number is 727-557-8568.
Everything you wanted to know about the music industry, ask Vic. Vic McLean from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Don Reese, 727-441-3000.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Don Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's your second hour of Hollywood Connections. Your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. You like that? Love that? Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
And the guy with the fabulous voice.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate that.
Yes.
My lungs are getting stronger and stronger with every show here.
I hear that.
Well, if you're listening to us on the Starcom Network as well, please go to Hollywood Connections into YouTube and put today's date. Hollywood Connections, July 26th, and you'll see us actually live. And we're so excited because we have so many VIP guests on the line, and we have products to sell. We have got a casting director. Rose Rosen is here. I met you on the red carpet of the Sunscreen Film Festival. It is a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is what this show is all about.
This is so silly. I love it.
I know. It's a fun show.
It's a lot of fun. I can tell already.
Oh, yeah. And you know who's next to you, right?
Yes. That's Walter.
I know. Walter. Walter Briggs.
Hello, yes. Everybody. How are you doing today?
Wait, Walter.
Oh, did I do my radio voice? Hey, Pete, did I do okay?
Actually, I'll do the intro here, all right?
All right. Here's my intro. Here comes my intro.
Former New York Jets quarterback, Walter Briggs.
Hey, Walter, can you say I'm Walter Briggs and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese and Yvonne Madison?
Hello and welcome to the radio show. My name is Walter Briggs, formerly of the New York Jets, Hollywood Connections, and Miss Dawn Reese. Right here, we're in the house. Hold up, wait a minute. We're going to put some Dawn Reese in it.
Okay, but you got to add Yvonne.
Oh, I've always got to add Yvonne. Wait, Yvonne. Wait, Yvonne. But you know what? I always had a problem in pronouncing your last name.
Madison?
Well, you know what? Because I'm from Madison Avenue. I'm thinking you on the stroll in New York because it's Madison Avenue. Because we're all from New York.
That's right.
But let me try it one more time.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Host and the co-host,
yes,
Miss Yvonne Madison. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together because we're about to put Hollywood Connections in it. Give us a round of applause.
Woo! We also have Joanne here. We're going to switch the mic over, Joanne. We're going to talk to you shortly as well, again, that we did on the last hour. And she's going to tell everybody what she does. But we got to go to the phones and we got to get with Rose because she's going to talk about the casting industry, what she looks for. Are you an actor? And we do have a lot of questions that people are asking. So who's on the phone, Peter? Let's go to our first call-in.
Absolutely no one.
Absolutely is on the phone?
Nobody is on the phone right now. Absolutely,
absolutely.
No one.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No one.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you'll have to call him back.
We got to call him back. Cynthia's taking care of that. We'll call him back.
That's okay.
They were probably waiting and waiting and waiting because of my delay.
You were caught in traffic.
I was caught in so much traffic. We left Orlando, Florida with Mickey Mouse and his little ugly girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yikes, you traded Minnie in?
I'm messing with you guys.
How about my Baton Rouge connection? That one that was on, is he calling back in 10 minutes?
And he's supposed to call back at 05, but he hasn't called back yet.
He will. Okay, cool. Well, let's go to Rose Rosen real quick. Tell us, you're a casting director. How long have you been a casting director, and how did you start?
Oh, my goodness. Quite a long time. I say in excess of 25 years. How did I start? I was in production on all aspects. I started as a editorial fashion editor kind of person. And so when you're in editorial, you do all aspects of production. So I was doing casting in addition to finding the wardrobe, finding the talent, finding the locations, doing the makeup, you name it. I had to take care of everything except for the actual photography. Mm-hmm. And I wrote the articles. So I learned by fire. And then I was in St. Louis way back in the day. And then I moved down here and, narrowing the field down to casting seemed like the right thing when I got to Florida, and it's been a great career down here. I've not had a bad year. I know there's a lot of talk of ups and downs in our film industry, but people forget that in Florida the commercial industry is always rocking. We make money every day in the commercial industry here. And that has nothing to do with incentives or anything like that. It's just, people come here because it gets cold up north.
Right. Right. What are the things that you have done and casted here in Florida?
Many national commercials and video, all kinds of things like that. Super Bowl ads, you name it. Big things. Publishers Clearinghouse, Century 21, Humera. That list goes on and on. In terms of films, I've done Edward Scissorhands. That was all shot here, and that was cool way back in the year one.
Wow.
And then now I do a lot of unscripted reality television series. I send our crazy Florida people off to all parts of the world to compete in reality.
Oh my
series.
Gosh. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nearly everyone here.
I know.
Indeed, and I've made a good living at it.
That's good.
Hey, just go to your local hospital.
You think I haven't?
She's going to keep on making a living out of it.
I bet you have, yes. Well, Rose, actually, Walter Briggs has a play coming up, and, we've been actually trying to help casting directors. We're trying to do something a little different, bring them to the station and do live castings live on the air.
Wow.
Auditions. Auditions.
Yes.
And they can actually tell their relatives and family from all over the world, because we're on the World Wide Web right now on TanTalkNetwork.com. And Walter has actually been helping. Actually, tell us about your play, Walter.
Well, the play is called A Caregiver's Christmas Carol. I became a caregiver. My ex-wife has Lou Gehrig's disease, and you get thrown into it. But the people that are taking care of the people that are sitting in the wheelchair have a story to tell. And Scrooge, Ebenezer, as we know him, became Tiny Kim's caregiver. I accentuated the positive on that to past, present, and future, and I'm telling the story on stage. But in order to be casted in this production, from 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, you have a story to tell? I want you to be in our production, and we'll figure out a way to put you in the cast. We are working so diligently on casting. We got to be very, very poignant on where we are. But at the same time, they got to have some sort of experience that'll give us a little je ne sais quoi to the cast. But they got to have a story to tell. They got to be a caregiver or have been or taking care of somebody, because that's the way I had to tell my story. As opposed to Oprah Winfrey told you, even in Color Purple, sometimes you got to have it beat out you. I don't want to have it beat out you. Just tell your story. It's actually therapy. And that's what a Caregiver's Christmas Carol is about. Wakaiva Performing Arts Center, December 8th and December 9th. And we're going to tell the story of a caregiver Christmas Carol, based upon Charles Dickens and Albert Finney's Scrooge.
Wow.
And now you will be the next one, the Walter Briggs. Christmas.
Are those only real people and their stories, or what? I didn't.
Yeah, people that actually have a story to tell. Mm-hmm. We want them to be a part of the cast, because we're going to become a family. And the reason that I say that is because a lot of people that do have a story to tell, they don't have no family. And what happens to the caregiver once the person passes away, or they get taken away from them, or kicked out of the circle after all the years, like myself, 5.5 years, all I did was take care of her. And when it was over, it was over. But I got something to say.
Right.
No matter if you went through heck or high water, you got a story to tell. I want to be able, not just because of this play, but we're going to create that family. Hands and Hearts That Care. Everybody knows. HandsandHeartsThatCare.org. You can. It's our foundation. Please, Famous Faces. Paul is the gentleman that is really handling a lot of what we're doing. But you got to be able, if you want to donate, go to HandsandHeartsThatCare.org. There's a button that you can switch into for the website. Accept all major credit cards. And we're putting this production together because people really want to give to something that's tangible, and these caregivers need to be recognized. It's not about just this play, because we're going to do a lot more things coming up. Not just because I played in the NFL, we got the Pro Bowl, we have all of the casino cruise ship that we're doing with Victory, all the sponsors and so on. We're telling stories of caregivers, and we're going to make this happen. And we're going to talk about that, you and I.
Yeah, and yeah. I want to talk about something. I think that this play, if he does it this year, it will be the first year, but I think he can do this every single year around the holiday season. And this way, other caregivers, every year, he'll be bringing more people into doing this play, and you can hear their stories. Some of the stories are terrific.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to hear them.
Well, you know what? I have the gentleman that's sitting out there, and he's from our church, and he's a Santa Claus. He's an actual Santa Claus.
But did you know he weighed 850 pounds? Now he's down to 420.
Isn't that amazing?
I didn't
he's
know
outside
that.
Right now.
He's going to be on our show as well.
Absolutely.
That's an amazing story. Very amazing.
I can't
amazing.
Wait to hear it.
But I know.
But he's got to get the mustache and the beard, though.
Oh, wait till you see
it. He got the belly.
I've seen him.
But we need the mustache and the beard to go with it.
Well, Rose, I have a question. That's very funny. I know what you're saying. But, Rose, a lot of people want to know, do they have to have an agent to send you photos? What is your expertise on this?
I don't accept calls directly from talent.
That's important.
That's a definite no-no. It's best, absolutely best to have an agent, and I recommend, and it's not that hard to get an agent. Just go on sagafter.org. And, you know, in Florida, you don't have to look a certain way. We hire all types. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend trying to get an agent and to secure one, and have your agent contact me directly. And you can follow me on Facebook, Casting by Rose Rosen. And if I have an open call, more, you know, if I'm looking for particular types that are hard in the talent pool, then I'll put that out there. And it might be you.
Wow. You know, I had a blessing the other couple of months ago, Paula Levine from Famous Faces. And so a lot of people that are on my show that don't have a SAG agent, I love Paul and I love Donna over there. They've given me the authorization to sign people to them.
Yes.
under that. So if you're, and I'm going out on a couple of things. I got a funny story to tell you that's coming up. But if they don't have an agent, we can help them with my show.
There you go.
So
it's just not that hard.
Exactly.
It's Florida. It's not New York or Los Angeles. It's
right. And how, because I know a lot of people are saying, oh, I don't have a Facebook, I don't have social media. You have to, because people like Rose, she puts her castings out there. correct?
I do. Not all of them, but yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, yeah. I mean, I deal with clients that a lot of what I do is very secretive. I can't tell you anything right. that I'm working on right now. I'd have to kill you, you know. It's like, yeah. It's just a whole, yeah. So, but certain things I can put out there. Like if I need a particular type, I do put it out there. Or if I need real people for certain situations, mm-hmm. absolutely, and I expect you to share it, and you know, definitely follow me. You'll see some interesting things come up.
And if you feel like you have multiple personalities, because you know, I could be ringing my 5 minutes from now, you know. Okay, baby. Okay,
but then I could be Walter Briggs.
I hear that.
But then I could be this little guy. You know, somebody might, I do voiceovers. This, you know, Hollywood Movie Greats at AOL.com. Or just call this wonderful talent agent and have your agent call.
She's a casting director.
A casting director.
Wait, hold on. Tell them the difference between a casting director and an agent.
A world of difference.
Oh, yes.
So it's all about, you know, it's all about the paycheck, basically. Mm-hmm. So basically, I'm hired by the production company, and that I call a talent agent, and the talent agent pays you. So it's or takes a piece of your check, either way, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's the situation. Is my boss is the producer, the talent agent's boss is me,
mm-hmm.
and then your boss is the talent agent. So when they call you and they say, you know, they need you. You need to just do whatever the talent agent says. They know best. You have to mm-hmm. trust people.
Mm-hmm. Did I hear you say that Florida do a lot of commercials?
Tons of commercials all the time.
So you can see on TV all different types, all different ages, all different people.
It's not the most beautiful person in the room. It's not the oldest. It's not the youngest.
It's all different.
It's all different types. And particularly now, I have to tell you, you know, my business is very direct. I say, you know, you're ordering humans from me like you might order from a hamburger and french fries from McDonald's. If you want a 50-year-old black woman, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a 20-year-old white man, that's what you know.
Yes.
I mean, you just need, it's just, that's as straightforward as it is. But it's interesting now in the commercial industry, in all the years that I've been around, I know we started 20% non-white.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's easily 50%. Mm-hmm. And I think
interesting.
It's interesting.
Yes.
And it's always all sorts. I mm-hmm. mean, you see on television, you see, thank God, we see the mixed families.
Yes,
we see
everything.
The lesbians and gays, and we see everything promoted in the commercials. And I think it's a wonderful thing that's going on in that industry.
Well, yes. You know, Yvonne Madison is an actress as well, and she's done Off-Broadway. So I'm glad that she's connecting with you, and she's going to send you her photos. Joanne's an actress as well. Well, you're at the Film Society, Tampa Bay. You know, I think we have another VIP guest. I actually have a surprise for you, Walter. Let's put on Gene Anderson. Peter, I sent you in the email just a minute ago to make sure you had a song. Gene was with one of the Funkadelics.
Parliament?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
No, he's not there. We got to call him back?
We got to call him back.
We got him on the line here. We just don't have the song.
I just sent it to you. Oh, okay. I'm going to come back and send it to you again. I'll send it. So let's welcome Gene Anderson. He walked me down the aisle in Las Vegas last February.
Yes, he did.
He is rocking Vegas, and we have a playwriter here that he is an amazing actor, and I wanted to connect the two of you together on the air. Gene, welcome.
Have mercy. I'm here with Don Reese at long last on the Hollywood Connection.
Yes.
Say hello to Walter Briggs. He's a playwriter and a former quarterback of the New York Jets, and he's got a play that I'm trying to get you in.
Well, all I can say is that God bless him. I wish him the very best, and I'm almost sure he's going to be ultimately successful because he's with a wonderful person that shines all over everything. Don Reese, you make things happen.
I do, but you know what? It's a lot of work, and it's connecting, and it's everybody working together. You know, it's just not me.
It's connecting the dots.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, Walter, what would you like to say to Gene?
Gene, how are you? This is Walter Briggs. How are you?
My pleasure, sir. I've heard so much about you, and I know who you are. So I'm ecstatic at the thought of being able to talk to you. Just a humble Parliament, Funkadelic, P-Funk, all-star boy. It's trying to get to another profession right now. As I speak, I'm reinventing myself.
Well, you know what? I have a book coming out next year. It's called I Was a Disposable Hero. It talks about my time with taking care of somebody who couldn't take care of themselves, and I gave up my career. And you're not reinventing yourself. And LL Cool J says, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. You ain't been nowhere.
Brother.
You're not reinventing. Like you are just accessorizing.
It's like a person would say, you know, he's a has-been. Well, I'd rather be a has-been than I never was any day of the week.
Any day of the week, brother. God bless you for that. Especially, you know, people talk about George Clinton, how crazy he might be. You played with him, a few parliament fucking delegates, and so on.
I peeped on 28 years.
Then I know you was probably, you ain't reinventing yourself. You probably just sober now.
I've been sober at least 25 years or 30 maybe. There was a blanket time in my life. I was wondering, was I there or was I on Mars or someplace? Because I had done it all. I've done the good, the bad, and the indifferent. But right now, I'm in the process of reinventing myself seriously. Because I'm into a whole different musical adventure right now. I'm into the electronic dance music. I got the two, number one and number two record on Spotify, as we speak, in the dance music category. I'm singing out about five different names. I got a big, brand new video out there. I got a brand new album coming with the EDM music. And I really feel good about it because I've already made Hall of Fame acceptance and acknowledgement in several different idioms like funk music, soul music, blues music, and all that.
That's definitely because you deserved it. Not to cut you off, but you deserved it. You deserve the accolades and all that you get. And so on, just like this. Wonderful people sitting all with me, casting directors, all the people that are sitting around this table, they're poignant. So you're poignant. Don't undercut yourself. The only people that
I look at it like this. God does it. I get out the way, let him do his job, and I'm just a lucky recipient of what he does in my behalf because I know I get blessings that I don't even understand. I have blessings I don't even recognize they're on their way or have their
blessings. Hey, if you can get
over-blessed.
If you can talk about it, you can get to it. He'll get you through it. You just got to believe. But you better be prepared for the blessing, brother.
My faith is ultimate because I flatlined out once with a heart attack, and I came back from the dead. And I went to 3 days later, I was on the stage. It wasn't the best performance of my life.
Three days later. What does that tell you? They hung him up. They spread him wide. He laid his head, and they let him die. That's love, and his name was Jesus Christ. So you better do the same.
Let me say something. When I went to Vegas and I got kicked out of flight attendant school because they found out I was in media, and I got everyone passes from the Jackson family, they call me down like a firing squad. Are you in media? Well, it's a conflict of interest. But anyways, Gene and I would go to church together, and he's a very spiritual man, very spiritual. And he also used to open for Red Fox. And he is kicking Vegas and,
part of my bucket list was to meet him.
Oh, my gosh. So tell him that.
Gene, part of my bucket list, and there's few too many, and I've been around a lot of celebrities my whole life that are still alive. Some passed away. But Red Fox, Richard Pryor, and such, those are people, and you got to remember, I've done movies with Tom Cruise. I co-starred with Tom Cruise and such. That was a wonderful thing, but it was a job. NFL, it was a job. But to meet people that are iconic. Thank you, Pete. It was iconic that I met these people in my life because they are history. I'm doing a movie next year that we're probably going to cast to this beautiful lady right next to me. We'll talk about that later. And I got the exclusive rights to the movie about if everybody has ever seen Cuba Gooding's Jr. Radio that he starred in. I have a story in Hackensack, New Jersey of a person named Anthony Totten that I own the exclusive rights to, so I can say this. But he is probably somebody that you would never think is indifferent from radio, but he's very smart, extremely smart. People would think he was slow and maybe retarded or whatever. But let me tell you something about where we're doing this whole movie and filming it at in Hackensack, New Jersey, is where I'm from. But we simply passed through Hackensack. All the NFL guys, everybody that's been through Hackensack or whatever. But let me be very clear with you about why we're doing this movie. Anthony Totten, although what you may think about him, is history. His story. That's what history is. It's his story. Anthony Totten's story is going to make
millions, and I'm the one that's going to own it, produce it, direct. All right, I already have the rights to do so, but watch what happens. And I know everybody to make it happen, and that's what we're working on now. That's after this year, but right now we're concentrating on the Christmas show and also the sports show.
That's right. The sports
We got a Victory Casino jumped on board today, Pete, so you'll be happy.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Well, let's go to Gene's music. He wants you to hear it. He just wrote some new techno music.
Listen, Gene. First of all, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I really feel the emotions in it, because when I was 16 years old, I was singing with Dizzy Gillespie. And when I was 19 years old, I was singing with Duke Ellington. Wow. And I also went up to stay with Noble Sisler at his house at 19 years old. I know what you're talking about. I've been in show business since I was 3. I was on television at 8.
I was 9. 8 years old. On Broadway. I was
8 years old. And not only that, though, I've done everything you think. I've done everything you can think of. And now my job is to be able to lead the youngsters into the right direction that need some help and need some guidance, as well as continue on my career. I'm more blessed than I ever been, and I'm excited about everything, and I'm very motivated by your motivation and progress, and I wish you the absolute very best. If I could be of a value, I got some of that.
I thank you, and that's why, you know, all these directors want to call me to motivate, and I get paid a lot of money to do an hour speak or a half hour speak. Only because of my motivation and who it is. I just tell stories about who I am, but I have a platform. I have a script. I make sure that I know what I'm talking about before I get in front of this microphone.
Well, basically,
if you don't do that, if you don't do your due diligence.
You got a testimony.
I got a testimony. Don't get me start singing in here. All right, but my point is, if you do it right and you got the right people behind you, you have like the movie greats at AOL.com, that's Paul, and you have casting direct. Let them do the talking. It's like going to court. Let them do the talking for you, because she's not going to let you down. If you're the right person, and she's very poignant about it, you black, white, red, or brown, 8 to 80, black, she's going to tell them the truth about who you are. That's the only way you get cast. And don't be ashamed.
Can
Don't
I say something? Gene Anderson, welcome. I have Rose Rosen here. She's a casting director in Florida. And Gene has given me so many scripts in the past, and a very talented man in acting. He was starting his own TV show down there as well. Gene, say hello to Rose Rosen.
Hey, Gene.
Rosen, I heard some of your interview while I was waiting on my opportunity to speak to this the Hollywood Connection.
Has anybody told you sound just like Red Fox?
Well, I was with Red until he died.
Yeah.
I opened for Red Fox for 8 years. I co-starred the show with Red Fox in Las Vegas for 8 years.
Yeah, you sound
And I stayed
like
with him until he died. So my dad even said I'm more like Red than I am him. And I got a couple of TV shows I've done that I owned that
Is that something, Rose? I'm sorry, Gina. Is that something, Rose, you could help him with? Maybe with some TV shows that he has?
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to have a different.
I'm in good shape. Trust me, I live in Las Vegas and Hollywood. I'm in good shape.
Oh, that's great.
But if there's anything that I could be of value to you,
right?
I'm always open, because
that's good.
All you got to do is Google me up. You can find me. You can Google or Wikipedia me and
That's
everything
great.
About me. I'm everywhere.
That's
wonderful. I'm everywhere.
Glad to know you.
You can look under Gene Poo Poo Man Anderson and you'll find me. You run out of fingers.
Okay, well, Gene, I have a surprise for you.
Yvonne's taking a note on that poo-poo.
Yes, I am. The poo-poo man.
Don knows as much about me as my parents do. Don's been over 30 years.
I'm getting into that, Yvonne. Actually, yes, Richard has a tea that he sells. This tea, and he's called the Poop Doctor, so he's going to be on soon. And he wanted to be...
Well, one thing for sure.
You know what one of my coaches would say at this moment right now, because of when we would lose or whatever, we started out good, so we went from sugar to this right where we are to S-H-I-T.
To poo-poo.
So yeah, I got to move away from this.
If we might have some talk, it ain't no case like that.
I got you. Well, in the meantime, I just want to connect you to Walter and Rose, and let's go play your music because we have another guest that wants to ask Rose some questions. She's an actress.
Right. This, you said my new stuff or my old stuff?
Like, your new stuff.
The new stuff.
The one that you just sent me.
This is my new Gene Anderson EDM. Here he goes, y'all. Live on the doorway. Hollywood Connection Show for the first time ever. Gene Poo Poo Man Anderson and the Techno Funk. Techno Orchestra.
This is it. We'll be right back.
Oh.
I will practice.
Oh, right.
I saw him at the Clearwater.
It's so funny.
You're back.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Hi, we're back. Yes. Yvonne had just asked me the pageant that I'm going to this weekend and representing ladies in my age division. She's like, do you have to have a talent? And I said, actually, we're on the air, everybody. They're having like a private conversation here. We're live on the air.
We're back.
Yes. And Yvonne just asked me, she's like, well, what's your talent? I'm like, talk show host. And then I was like, well, you know, I used to twirl baton. But I don't think a twirler at 50-something would be a talent. I'll do that in my garage, you know.
You still can do it?
Oh, I can. Oh, I'm going to post it. Oh, yeah, I can twirl. I used to twirl batons, fire, and knives.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I actually stole a twirler at a parade when I was, you know, in my outfit here, you know, with my sash and crown. I'm like, can I borrow that? And I'm tossing it up. She's like, wow, do you teach? And I'd like to go back to teaching and doing that.
Very interesting.
I would. I like to put a baton corps together for kids.
Fire and knives.
I did. I did. I used two batons and fire, and I used to figure skate. So I mean. Now we got Rose Rosen in movies.
Wait, are you skating with the fire and the knives?
I tried that. I did do that.
How'd that go for you?
It was fun. It was really good. And, you know, I can't do all the stuff I used to do.
I guess it's like...
Wait. That sounds personal. Calm down. Stop. Go back.
Yeah. All right. As an example, we're at Curves today, and the ladies are doing this balancing act. And one lady's trying to stretch her leg all the way back. And I'm like, I used to do that as a figure skater. But she was very balanced in her 90s.
Oh,
I was so impressed.
Yeah, that's something for that.
What's Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
Or America's Got Talent.
That's coming. Got Talent. Yeah, and we should have behind the scenes with
that. And they have another one, Can You Dance?
Oh, yeah.
I can't. I'm the only black guy in the world that has no talent.
Carlton Banks.
I got everything on Carlton Banks. I can't even do half of... And he was a Tap Dance kid back in... in Harlem, or not in Harlem, but on Broadway, he was a tap dance kid. If you think that man can't dance, you've lost your mind. That's why he's won America's Got Talent one time.
Well, we have one of your VIP guests or one of mine on the air with us. Peter Blake, who's on the air?
I'm not going to say. Go ahead. Call her.
Hi, it's Kathleen Bradley.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, AP, can I do this?
Go ahead.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from being one of the only first black co-hosts models on The Price is Right with Bob Barker.
Oh.
You also know her from the movie Coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Uh-oh. There you go. But the one thing, there's a few more things that you don't know that we're going to bring out. She's such a wonderful person. But also, she was my co-host in Las Vegas with National Lampoon for Teed Off TV, where we punked golfers on the golf course, Mandalay Bay and Bally High. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my sister, the woman that loves me like a little brother. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the lovely... Hey, Miss Parker, from the movie Friday.
Hi, everybody.
Kathleen, we were talking, and Walter, I said, he's telling me about this golf tournament, which my neighbor Steven wants to definitely be in that. And I'm like, oh, you have to talk to Kathleen Bradley. She loves to golf. He goes, oh, wait a minute, sister.
Lo and behold.
Welcome,
it's a small
Kathleen.
World after all, isn't it? I tell you, it is indeed. And wow. I'm so happy to even reconnect with my, he calls me his big sister, but he's my big brother. I'm sure he's older than I am.
Oh. Well, you know what? Kathleen, I'd like you to meet Rose Rosen. She's a casting director in Florida, and KathleenBradley.com. That is her website. Say hi to Kathleen Bradley.
Hey, Kathleen.
KathleenBradley.tv.
Oh, dot TV.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the other KathleenBradley.com is the stripper.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. Seriously.
Don't get us mixed up now.
KathleenBradley.tv. Leave it to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, that is correct. All right. I got to tell you the story. That's what happened.
See, I went to that website.
Hello. I got to tell you. Okay, so I'm getting my hair done by this amazing lady the other day, and I get down, and I'm putting my head in the back, and I'm like, please make sure, because I'm blonde, that I don't have any chlorine and green in my hair, because green is, you know, lucky, and, you know, it's that green. Right. I swear to God, I look over, and the lady that's washing the other lady's hair, I have so apologize. Her hair is all green.
Look like the Joker.
Oh,
I went, I didn't mean that.
No,
it was really green.
That's a fashion statement now.
It is. It's gorgeous, but for green hair and chlorine.
It's green and pink.
Right. Yeah, but for some people it looks awesome. I mean, it looked awesome on her, but I was just saying, like, I'm so sorry.
I'd like to ask you some questions.
Yes.
They say that you were the only black model on The Price is Right. Was there never any other black ones?
No, well, that's not correct. I don't know who they are, but that's not a true statement. No, actually, I was
the first
African-American model on The Price is Right, the legitimate first black model on The Price is Right to be Barker Beauty. Uh-huh. There's some other rumor out about somebody named, I forget the girl's name. She only has a first name. They don't even know her last name, and it's not true. But it's on Wikipedia and all of that, but it's not true. And, you know, a lot of black women tried out for that position back in 1990, and it took a while for me to land that spot. So, you know, I was on there for 10 years, and there had been other African-American models after me. Claudia Jordan was on there, and several others have been on there. But I'm the most important one.
You're the most popular one.
Well, we
hey, Miss Parker.
Well, we have
you, Walter. I'm looking.
Rose here to his right. Actually, Rose does a lot of TV commercials, reality shows. So that's a real good hookup for you as well. And Rose, give your information where people can go to your website.
You could go to castingbyroserosen.com. Thank goodness nobody else took that. I would want it anyway. And then on you could go to my Facebook, Casting by Rose Rosen. I'm easy to follow. And if you know, I post up some things if I need real people and different types. So it's good to follow me, Casting by Rose Rosen.
Awesome. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Anything you'd like to say to her, Kathleen?
Where are you located, Rose?
I'm actually out of Florida here. Isn't that crazy?
It's beautiful. Florida, I just love it. And, you know, I'm just loving that the new TV show Claus is on and back to Florida again. Everybody's loving
it. I'm crazy for that show. I have heard it. I don't think they're filming here anymore, but that's a
good
story.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of work in Florida. It's a great place to be.
Well, you know, Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best, laurenknowsbest.com, she's doing School Bus Diaries. And I think she's watching, Walter. And you
are. Dawn, I loved working with you. I played the coach on School Bus Diaries.
You did?
Yeah, I was casted as the coach for School Bus Diaries, and it was a wonderful production. We had a little bit of fun. Matter of fact, we had a lot of fun.
Wow.
Absolutely.
It's already been on, and she has been such a wonderful person to work with, just as Kathleen Bradley and everybody else that's come in my life. I don't go into these jobs having fun, but at the same time, you got to remember, she's hiring you to do a job, but you should have fun doing it, correct?
Right. What I'd like to know about the book. Her book, the book that you wrote recently.
Oh, yes, my book, Backstage at the Price is Right, Memoirs of a Barker Beauty. And you can actually order it on my website and or Amazon. And you know, I actually wrote it like 2 years ago. It's been out. And I self-published. And I would tell you, self-publishing has pros and cons, and it can be quite expensive. But, you know, I wish I really had rather have had it picked up by, you know, a big publishing company. But then it did get the noticed by Delia Ephron, who is a prolific writer of books and
movies. That's Nora's sister, right?
Yeah, her sister, Delia Ephron's sister. Nora's sister. And she liked it so well, she actually started shopping it for me to different TV stations, you know, Showtime, HBO, TNT, all those. She and Deborah Martin Chase, Deborah is a big-time producer here in Los Angeles, did a lot of movies, Denzel Washington. She just read the book, and they loved it, and said, do you mind if I shop it for you? I'm like, do I mind? It's to mine. And actually, Showtime had picked it up and with options to do a TV show on it.
Yes.
So
wow.
Real happy about that. So it's still kind of in the works. We're not certain what they're going to do with it and what direction, but at least, you know, it's just great to know that people like it that much and want to do something with it.
That's awesome. Well, Kathleen, I know it goes so fast, and we look forward to having you back again. And it's 7:49 our time.
I love you, big sister.
You know, Walter did send some information, but you know, people, this high-end technology, I'm here usually working on my computer, and sometimes I don't go to Facebook, and people in-message you. You know, you get so many messages from so many people from so many places that you don't know what's coming at you.
Well, that's a good excuse. So I'm sorry, you were still late, sis.
I just saw it. That's all right. But I just wanted to say one thing. I really wanted to commend Walter on his project for the caregivers, and that's really one of the main reasons I did call in, not so much to talk about me, but to talk about his project. And I really want to become more involved with what he's doing, because the care workers and care providers of this United States are so overworked and underpaid.
That's
they're probably
true.
The most essential people, aside from our educators, that really need to have the money that they should have and some time off that they deserve.
Well,
yeah, I'm with him
true.
On that.
We're gonna,
very
true. We're going to send you something with this VIP guest here from the first hour. I want you to meet her as well. So I'm going to send you the first hour show as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank
sis,
you, Kathleen.
I love you.
All right. Thank you all.
Okay. Thank you
be
for
good.
Calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
God bye, Miss Parker.
Right, Bye-bye.
We're going to have Rose coming back with us so we can get call-ins and people, you know, are you free another time to come back?
I'm sure.
Oh, good. Good. Yes, yeah, she's. Oh, good, because we got to have you a part of the show.
Yeah, I think we'll have to put it out there a little earlier.
Yeah.
So that
I agree.
Would be
I agree, so people know. Well, Walter, who's on the phone next?
Well, this young lady is another one of my sisters. Today is All Women's Day for some reason.
Okay.
And you guys probably will know her. She was the first black woman to ever adaptate a script of a movie and make it into a best-selling novel, where she sold all of her own books. And you all know the production. She was the marketing director for Arista Records for Mr. Clive Davis. She found Biggie. She founded all of the Notorious B.I.G. And now she's created a wonderful new book, and she's got two more called Fake Under Fire. And she's my big sister again. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss LaJoyce Brookshire.
Welcome
to the show.
Are you there? Hello? Hello?
LaJoyce, are you there?
It is 7:52. Oh, no.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
That's my sister.
Oh, there
hey,
you
sis.
Are.
Hi, how are you all? I heard that introduction, but all of that stuff is wrong.
Uh-oh.
Well, George, you better not get me in trouble up in here.
Well, could you correct it?
Yes, I will. First of all, I'm Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire.
You know what? That's why. That's my fault. That's my fault, LaJoyce.
I wrote the novelization of Soul Food. Which
get it
is
right.
Based on the
get me right.
Movie. And I was director of publicity at Arista Records, and I did not find Biggie, but he was one of the artists that I represented at the label.
Thanks for getting me right, sis.
You got it, baby.
I love you, Doc. But LaJoyce, real quick, we don't have a lot of time. Unfortunately, it was a lot of things that have happened and transpired within the last 2 hours. So many wonderful people and celebrities here on. But you are a big celebrity. We saved you the best for last. So can you please, LaJoyce, so I can shut up? Go ahead and tell everybody, Faith Under Fire, as what we want to talk about, even what you're doing right now.
Right.
Well, Faith Under Fire is my memoir, and it is based on the true story of my first husband marrying me, knowing that he had full-blown AIDS and did not tell me, and how I am negative. And it all occurred while I was working at Arista Records. And this happened in the early 90s, and it is a crusade of mine to get this message out, because the numbers of HIV and STDs are still escalating, unfortunately, and we are no further along in this conversation than we were in the early 90s. And so we have more information than we've ever had before, yet the numbers are higher than they've ever been before across all demographics. And under siege currently are our babies, our college students are under siege from campus to campus. Campuses are literally on fire, from Arizona State University to Howard University, and in Florida, FAMU, University of Florida. All of those schools are under siege, and you have to look at the numbers of STDs and HIVs on campuses, and you have to know that it's because of the college population in those cities where the college towns are located. So We are going to go on we did an off-Broadway production of Faith Under Fire. We put it, took it to, from the page to the stage, and we are about to embark on a 10-city HBCU tour this year. And then next year we will embark on 20 more campuses. And additionally, one of the things that is discouraging me so much about why this needs to be a hotbed conversation is because Teen Vogue just came out with an issue called The Guide to Anal Sex.
And what are you going to do with that, LaJoy?
The Guide to Anal Sex. I have created a petition that calls for the firing of the editor-in-chief, who is obviously shows a lack of responsibility to have the unmitigated gall to have this conversation with our teenagers. And so it is simply a step-by-step guide about all of the pleasures. It does not discuss love, responsibility, or any of the risks involved in having anal sex, and it's very discouraging.
Well, I need to say one thing. My niece in April just died from HIV. She had the HIV, she got a very bad lung infection and went directly straight into AIDS.
Everybody,
and she was only 50 years old.
It is seven. I have to put you on hold for a second. This is a powerful, powerful message. Mm-hmm. We have another guest I got to put on real quick, and he's taking the time. Not yet. We keep missing him. Oh, no. He's out shopping with his children. I do have to give this because it is almost to the hour. But we have, if you have a product that you're trying to sell, and like we have, you know, I have to give MyPillow.com, put in, you know, Beach. That is a promo code for 15% off. The aquavault.com, put in Hollywood One. The toothpaste, hollywoodconnections.biz. If you have a product, we can hopefully maybe get it into 5,000 Walmarts across the United States. This message just came in today. I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. So I do have to give a shout out. He's tried to call twice already, and I just texted him. He's like, I think Payless with my kids.
Okay. So
he's at Payless. Hello.
Maybe he's at Walmart.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And us in the hood, we call that Pele.
Is it Pele?
That just makes our shoes
like
sound Tarjay? More expensive.
Yeah. Well, wait, one second. We want to thank you so much for calling in. And
she
we just
to
have
call
to thank
in again.
We do. This is a longer conversation on some other things as well. But I have to give everybody a thank you for being here. Rose Rosen, casting director. Thank you for being here for so much. I'm looking at
the
clock right there.
Of course.
We're going to come back with a lot of talent questions, and I'll bring talent in. Actually, I have a reporter that I'm going to have her interview for a second and ask you some questions after the show. And Walter Briggs, thank you.
Oh, my God. This is the highlight of my Wednesdays, besides the traffic. But, LaJoyce, I love you. I love you. They are so interested in your story. We're going to bring you back. But,
yes.
Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire, there's so much more to you than just these 5 minutes that we've just produced. But thank you so much, sis. I love you so much.
And Hollywood Connections, we're here to get you connected like Rose Rosen. And this is what my show is about. It's helping people sell their books and products. And also, please, Joanne, give your website before you go so everyone knows who you are. And we're super excited to have you a part of our show as well.
Thank you. Link to Expert, www.link2toexpert.com.
That's right. And she connects. She's a connector. And you've got thousands and thousands of people on your register.
Yes,
all over.
Yo, can a brother get a job?
You got a casting director right here, too. And she hires for speakers all over the world.
Yes.
Remember, give it to God. Watch things happen. I am Dawn Reese. I will keep you posted on Facebook Live as well when we and Yvonne are hitting the road tomorrow to Tennessee to the World Tourism Pageant.
Yes, I'm excited.
She's going to interview all the contestants over there.
That's
positive
true.
Pageantry.
Yes, positive.
Yes, it's a long drive, Yvonne.
I know.
I told you. I said to you, listen, Yvonne, I'm a really good driver because I've gone across the country a couple times. And she goes, good, Dom, because guess what? You're going to be driving the whole way.
So you're driving Miss Yvonne or Miss Yvonne?
She's driving Miss Yvonne.
Let me call Miss Daisy.
I'm taking care of the hotel
and
yes, go ahead, Peter.
Yes, I absolutely had fun. Safe travels. Next week, Hollywood Connections, Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 with Dawn Reese and Yvonne Madison.
Yes, that's right.
Sir.
Before we go, Peter, I have 60 seconds.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You have no, you don't.
We have a teen show coming up, a preteen show coming up, a miracle story show coming up. Do you fit one of those? Go to hollywoodconnections.biz and write me.